This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. First responders in Divide, northwest of Colorado Springs, will dedicate a new ambulance tomorrow in honor of a former EMT. The Ute Pass Regional Health Service District will dedicate the ambulance, known as Medic 14, in memory of Bonnie Culpepper. She's described as a beloved member of the team. Culpepper died after a traffic accident in Lake County last fall. A so-called assault weapons ban is moving forward at the State House for the first time ever. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bill would ban the sale and transfer of assault weapons, but not the possession, so people who currently own the firearms could keep them. After a 14-hour hearing, it passed on a party-line vote. Democratic Representative Tim Hernandez is the main sponsor.
I was a young person once who was afraid to die in schools because adults would not be bold enough on guns.
Opponents say the law would be ineffective, make the state less safe, and is unconstitutional. It now heads to the full House for further debate. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Colorado men's basketball team begins its run in the NCAA tournament tonight. The Buffs tip off against Boise State just after 7 p.m. The highly anticipated CU women's team kicks off their tournament run on Friday. They are the highest-ranked college basketball team in the state, and they're coming off a Sweet 16 run last year. You're listening to CPR News. More news at cpr.org. It's 6:06.